Good morning, Franciscans.
Good morning.
Very nice to share this time of worship with you, and welcome to any of you who are visiting with us today. Our service is printed fully in your bulletin, so you'll be able with us to follow right along. We have good news this morning. At our 8 o'clock service, Jim and Judy Bush have returned from their summer in Kansas City, so we already, the swallows are beginning to come back from Capistrano. And we expect a flood of people to return during August. We just can't wait. Now, the gospel this morning begins with the disciples making a request of Jesus. They ask, "Lord, teach us to pray." So when Pam, I hope she's not listening, when Pam comes up to preach, if you would just say together, "Pam, teach us to pray," that will give her the cue she needs to get off on the sermon. Do you want to try it once? "Pam, teach us to pray." You're good.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Not for me to say, but for the Lord to say, but let's look at it together. Let us pray. Almighty God, our hearts long for you, our spirits yearn for you. We desire to know your presence, we seek your face. Open our eyes to behold your coming, cleanse our minds to accept your presence, touch our hearts to accept your love, that we may give ourselves in love to you as you give yourself to us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. I can't imagine my life without prayer. Now, that's probably not a big surprise to you since I'm the one standing up here in robes and a stole. But I felt that way even before God called me to ordained ministry. Prayer is simply woven into the fabric of my life. I pray when I'm worried, when I'm grateful, in need of help, when I'm scared, amazed, thankful, nervous, feeling helpless, frustrated, out of ideas, unsure, sad, hopeful. Well, you get the picture, right? Some days I pray more than others. And mostly, I don't worry about getting my prayers right. I just have a little conversation with God. Our gospel reading today is all about prayer. Lord, teach us to pray, the disciples asked Jesus. And he obliges, not only teaching them words to pray, words which we recognize as part of what we call the Lord's Prayer, but teaching them how to understand prayer and how to approach prayer. He paints a picture of prayer for them, one in which prayer is part of the most loving and intimate relationship we can have, the relationship with the God who made us and loves us deeply and unconditionally. Prayer is the conversation of a relationship with God. And Jesus gives us a window into that relationship and that conversation from God's perspective in this reading today. Talk to God like you would a parent, he says, because if a parent loves you and protects you and does everything in his or her power to meet your needs, how much more does the God who made you love you, watch over you, and provide for you? God wants to be in conversation with us and welcomes any and all of our needs and desires that we wish to bring to him, inviting us to trust in his loving purpose for us. As scholar and pastor David Loth puts it, Jesus invites us into relationship with God through prayer, offering us the opportunity to approach the God whose name is too holy to speak with the familiarity, boldness, and trust of a young child running to her parent for both provision and protection. It's God who prompts our prayers from the start. And Jesus tells us to go ahead and pray boldly, audaciously, and shamelessly, because God wants us to ask for anything. Jesus uses a quick parable to illustrate this. Suppose you have a friend you go to in the middle of the night, he says, because you've had another friend arrive and you have nothing to feed him. Lend me 3 loaves of bread, you say to the first friend. Don't bother me, I can't, he replies. We're all in bed and the door is locked for the night. Now, in Jesus' day, that would have been an absurd response because the conventions about hospitality would require a friend to get up and help with a request for assistance, even in the middle of the night. Jesus then points out that even if friendship and hospitality don't compel the man to give anything to his friend, at least because of his anedia, the Greek word translated in our text today as persistence, but which is really better translated as shamelessness or importunity, the man will get up and give him whatever he needs. How much more than the sleepy friend is God committed to responding to those in need? How much more is God eager to give assistance? But we should be without shame in bringing our needs to God, asking for anything at any time. Nothing is unacceptable. Nothing is wrong. Nothing is untimely. God desires that we keep nothing from him, that our closeness with him is closer than any other relationship. He invites us to bare our hearts to him. All of this hit home for me this week. I was praying a lot. My 87-year-old mother fell on Wednesday night as she was getting dinner on the table for herself and my 90-year-old father. She tripped and fell backward, putting her hand out to break her fall. Now, I didn't hear about this until the next morning because she didn't really think she'd hurt herself much at the time. But by the next morning, the pain in her wrist was unbearable. I took her to the emergency room at Green Valley Hospital, where it took about an hour and a half before a doctor could see her, x-ray her wrist, and then finally get her some pain medication. As I waited with her and my father, I could see her reaching the limits of her capacity to deal with the pain. There was nothing I could do but pray. I talked to God about her pain and asked for help. I trusted him to help in whatever way he could. Did he help? I don't know. Nothing seemed to change, but perhaps he gave her some strength in the midst of her pain. Maybe he made sure that the doctor got to the room sooner than he would have otherwise. I'd prayed enough in my life to know that God was listening to my prayer, and that sometimes the answer would be a mystery to me. I do know that my mother was able to push through her pain. I do know that God helped calm my anxiety and gave me the will and the ability to advocate strongly to whoever came into the room for some relief for my mother from her pain. And now, 3 days later, she's healing and improving with the help of God and the prayers of many who love her. Ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you, Jesus taught the disciples. Pray with confidence and audacity. Make everything known to God. Because everyone who asks receives. Everyone who searches finds. For everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Because God loves us relentlessly. Everyone who prays is pushing on an open door. God waits for us inside with open arms and an overflowing heart. He stands ready to give us his most precious and fundamental gift, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God within us, comforting us, moving us, and helping us to live into the reality of what we pray for. All we have to do is ask. The more we talk to God, the more intimate the conversation becomes, and the deeper the relationship grows. And the closer we grow to God, the more we know we can trust him absolutely. We can trust him with our needs, but more importantly, we can trust in his goodness. He will be with us and care for us always. And this is why I can't imagine my life without prayer. God is my trusted and constant companion in life, my champion and my protector, my comforter and my cheerleader, whom I can talk to with ease and happiness. Like a child talking to a loving parent, or an adult talking to a devoted spouse. I have literally started prayers with, "Can I tell you about the day I've had?" Or, "I have got to do something about this attitude of mine." Sometimes I merely want God to listen. Sometimes I need help. And sometimes I'm just glad he loves me. And I want to tell him that. And tell him that I love him too. Frederick Buechner, in his book Wishful Thinking, had some wonderful thoughts about prayer, which I want to leave you with now. We all pray, whether we think of it as praying or not. The odd silence we fall into when something very beautiful is happening, or something very good or very bad. The ah that sometimes floats up out of us as out of a 4th of July crowd when the skyrocket bursts over the water. The stammer of pain at somebody else's pain. The stammer of joy at somebody else's joy. Whatever words or sounds we use for sighing with over our own lives. These are all prayers in their way. These are all spoken not just to ourselves, but to something even more familiar than ourselves and even more strange than the world. According to Jesus, by far the most important thing about praying is to keep at it. The images he uses to explain this are all rather comic, as though he thought it was rather comic to have to explain it at all. He says God is like a friend you go to borrow bread from at midnight. The friend tells you, in effect, to drop dead, but you go on knocking anyway until he finally gives you what you want so he can go back to bed again. Or God is like a crooked judge who refuses to hear the case of a certain poor widow, presumably because he knows there's nothing much in it for him. But she keeps on hounding him until finally he hears her case just to get her out of his hair. Be importunate, Jesus says. Not, one assumes, because you have to beat a path to God's door before he'll open it, but because until you beat the path, maybe there's no way of getting to your door. Believe somebody is listening. Believe in miracles. That's what Jesus told the father who asked him to heal his epileptic son. Jesus said, "All things are possible to him who believes." And the father spoke for all of us when he answered, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." What about when the boy is not healed? When listened to or not listened to, the prayer goes unanswered. Who knows? Just keep praying, Jesus says. Remember the sleepy friend, the crooked judge. Even if the boy dies, keep on beating the path to God's door. Because the one thing you can be sure of is that down the path you beat, even with your most half-cocked and halting prayer, the God you call upon will finally come. And even if he does not bring you the answer you want, he will bring you himself. And maybe at the secret heart of all our prayers, that is what we're really praying for. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.